Good morning, my friends, and welcome to another scintillating installment of Morning Reload. From high above all other pedantic and puerile forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming. I hope all of you had a good Resurrection Day. Most everybody else refers to it as Easter Sunday. But Easter, that's really a conflation of a couple of different holidays. Good Friday was the day that Jesus was crucified at Golgotha. Yesterday was the day that he arose from the dead and ascended into heaven. Resurrection Day. He paid a debt that he did not owe for all of us who could not pay it. As I was sitting in church yesterday before the service began, I was reading John chapter 20. And something caught my eye that I'd never noticed before, and that's kind of surprising since I've read the book of John numerous times. But I found an author's note. Let me read it to you. Many other signs, therefore, Jesus also performed in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these have been written, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. Just about every single book in the Bible is written in narrative form, that is, in story form, so you can follow along with what's happening. But here, John takes a break from the narrative, and he says, "This is why I've written this book." And there's another one at the end of the book of John. Let me read you that one, too. Quote, "And there are also many other things which Jesus did, which if were written in detail, I suppose even the world itself would not contain the books which were written." So John is taking a break from his narrative of the life, the physical death of Jesus Christ, his resurrection, and his ascension into heaven to tell you, the reader, that it is a first-hand account. If you know anything about studying history, you know that first-hand accounts are far and above the most accurate ones. You always go to the original sources. At some point, I'll do an episode about all of the historical, documented evidence surrounding Jesus' death and resurrection. It's a fascinating tale. We'll do that sometime. But this morning, I'd like to talk to you about an article that cropped up in the Cow Pie concerning one of this country's greatest sins. It's ironic to me that yesterday we celebrated the absolution of all of the sins of mankind, and yet over this weekend, there's an article that glorifies one of this country's greatest ongoing sins. It never fails. But before we get there, some totally egregious yet completely deserved self-aggrandizement. You can listen to the podcast on any of your favorite podcasting apps. iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn, really any of them will work. But the easiest way is just to go to the website, cowboystatepolitics.com. There you can find all of the shows as well as any of the articles that I might bring up during the course of a program. If your name is Sleepy Joe Biden and you can't stop yourself from shaking hands with thin air, well, you can go to cowboystatepolitics.com, pull up an article, and educate yourself about what you should be doing instead. 307 Cowboy Country is central and southeastern Wyoming's full-line Montana shed dealers. They offer the finest in backyard sheds, animal shelters, greenhouses, single and double-wide garages, cabin shells, horse barns, and fully finished cabins. They have locations in Casper and Cheyenne. So whatever type of shed you're looking for, give Bryce or Melody Reese a call at 307-441-1815. Montana Shed Center. Buildings for life. If you're interested in a bigger type of shed, well, then you need to call my friends Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings, 307-674-2532. These guys are the experts in metal building construction. Whether you're looking for an outbuilding or a garage or a barn or a roping arena or a giant warehouse, give Nick and Jesse a call and they can handle all the details. That's 307-674-2532 or check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. We just finished the Easter holiday, my friends, and it really wouldn't be complete without some completely irreligious conduct from the Wyoming mainstream media. Usually the culprits are the Pravda on the Platte, but this year the Cowboy State Cow Pie was not to be outdone. Easter, my friends, is about life. Everlasting life. But an article published on April 15th on the Cow Pie is about death. specifically the deaths of 63 million babies that we've killed in this country. Indeed, authors Jennifer Coker and Ellen Fike almost gleefully reported about the opening of an abortion clinic in Casper. In doing so, they exposed you to some classic linguistic deception. You see, my friends, we can't have an intelligent discussion about anything unless we agree upon the definitions of terms. The term that was repeated over and over in the article, 9 times to be exact, is reproductive health care. Well, that doesn't sound so bad, does it? Humans reproduce, and people who reproduce have to have health care, so it must be a good thing. From the article, and I quote, "It's about bodily sovereignty. Who has control over your body? You are the religious right who are using the power of the government to dictate personal health care decisions. We have an opportunity to put our foot down and say no," she said. "The craziness stops here." Well, that certainly sounds like it's all about health care, doesn't it? Not so much, as it turns out. Well, let's define some terms, and then we'll discuss the content of the article. First, let's put to bed this stupid canard that abortion refers to anything but a baby. Here's Representative Mike Yin on the floor of the Wyoming House, the most Democratic of Democrats, conceding that a life once conceived is in fact a baby. Here he is.
Whether you want to force a woman who had, by no choice of their own, been impregnated, whether you want, as the state, to force them to bring that baby to term.
There it is, baby. And just for a little added emphasis, here's another one, Representative LeBeau.
And yes, the uterus is a living person. I wholeheartedly agree with that.
And just because I don't want there to be any doubt that we're talking about the life of a little baby, here is Rachel Rodriguez-Williams on the floor of the Wyoming House.
I'm going to tell you why I'm pro-life in all cases, even rape, even incest, even in the hardest and most difficult scenarios. And I can explain why. My view of humanity is inclusive, indeed wide open, and I'm very culturally competent. Life is sacred. Babies in the womb are innocent. Babies in the womb are living human beings. Non-living things cannot develop into living things. Unborn children are alive because born people are alive. And no living thing could have ever been a non-living thing. If something is alive, then it must be part of some species or another. There can be nothing that is alive but not of a species. If unborn children are not human, then they would be of another species, which is to suggest that through the course of your existence, you switch from one species to a different one. And that, of course, is absurd and impossible.
And one more. Every single biology textbook in the United States lists 3 conditions for life to exist. 1, that there is cell division. 2, that there is response to stimuli. And 3, that it converts food into energy. And thus, because such life is carried in the womb, it is by definition human life. A human baby. So what is abortion then? Well, that would be terminating that life. But do you know why we use such terms like terminating or abortion? It's because those terms are clinical. They don't really describe what's going on. You see, when I hear the word abortion, I think I'm like going up in the space shuttle or something and something goes wrong and I hit the button, abort, abort, abort the mission. That word doesn't conjure up an image of the graphic activity that it is actually describing, and thus it allows us to talk about it without throwing up in our mouths. So anytime you hear the word abortion, just think killing babies. It'll make it a lot harder to swallow that one. And now the term that Ms. Fike and Ms. Coker repeated 9 times in their article, and in one place in the article, it was every other paragraph. Gee, I wonder why they do that. Oh, I know what it is. It's the whole repeat the same lie over and over and over until it becomes the truth, or at least until you believe it. Reproductive health care. It just sounds so great, doesn't it? Well, first, what is health care? To figure that one out, let's go to the root word, health, to the 1828, and I quote, "The state of an animal or living body in which the parts are sound, well organized, and disposed, and in which they all perform freely their natural functions. In this state, the animal feels no pain. Now, remember that whole response to stimuli thing? I think pain would probably qualify, don't you? And because we already know that killing babies is referring to a human baby, well, human babies feel pain. So that obviously doesn't qualify for the definition of health, does it? So then, what is care? Now, there's about 100 different definitions here, but the one that applies most closely is number 3, charge or oversight, implying concern for safety and prosperity. He was under the care of a physician. So healthcare, then, is a physician having oversight over the well-being of a living thing. So if we go to the next word, reproductive, what does it mean to produce? Well, the 1828 puts it simply, it means, and I quote, to bring into existence. So to reproduce, that means to bring into existence again. So if we look at the whole term, reproductive healthcare, that is a physician having charge over the well-being of a living thing that is being reproduced by another living thing, namely a baby and its mother. So that is two living things, is it not? So a doctor, then, who is caring for a woman who is pregnant actually has two patients. So if that doctor, then, kills one of his patients, then that is by definition not health care. It is, however, a repugnant abomination to take the life of an innocent human being. So let's go back to the article in the Cow Pie, which I remind you was published on Easter weekend. Quote, even though we all have different beliefs about abortion, one thing we should be able to agree on is that women must be able to maintain the power to decide their own health care. End quote. They do not, however, have the power to decide the health care of another living human being, namely a baby. And since we've already established that, no one has the right to take away the life of another human being. No one has the right to deprive another living human baby of their own rights. Anyone who advocates for abortion fundamentally does not understand rights, or perhaps worse, completely disregards the rights of others. The first quotation I read you out of this ridiculous article is that, quote, it's about bodily sovereignty. Well, if the individual is sovereign, then so is the individual baby. One last point to bring up about Ellen Fike and Jennifer Coker's article is they repeated the term reproductive health care 9 times. They did this to convince you that killing babies is something that it is not. That somehow, terminating the life of an innocent human being is about somebody else's rights. That apparently it's okay in this one instance to deprive someone of their constitutional God-given rights. The Declaration of Independence says that we are endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable human rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Constitution does not have a caveat for inconvenience. You do not have the right to kill another person because their life, their existence, is inconvenient to what you want to do. All people, regardless if they are born or unborn, have a God-given right to life. I want to leave you this morning with one more note from that article and a warning. And I quote, Key is thrilled that Circle of Hope chose Casper for its first clinic and said this has been a long-time battle for both in the nation and the state. As a member of the clergy, she has seen firsthand the impact that a lack of choice has on women. She noted that women make the decision to end a pregnancy with great agony and prayerful conversations with their God. End quote. No, I'm afraid not. God is not in favor of killing babies. He's not in favor of clinics that kill babies, people who support killing babies, and he is most certainly not in favor of any person who claims to be a member of the clergy and is in favor of abortion. Just like this article, that person is a liar. Now, if your pastor or priest is in favor of abortion, you need to get up out of that pew and walk out the front door. Because if they're not advocating for the eternal soul of the unborn, you don't want them anywhere near your soul. Well, that'll about do it for this installment of Morning Reload. Now, if you're tired of reading bullcrap articles like this, then you need to check out the Wyoming Conservative Chronicle. It's a new statewide paper that approaches the news and opinion from a conservative point of view, but with verified facts. You can subscribe to it at WyomingConservativeChronicle.com. It's super inexpensive. It's only $30 a year. And an added bonus, your illustrious host has a monthly column in it. What other reason do you need? Have a good week, and we'll talk again on Wednesday. From the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics.